Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Gimme that daddy butter. Gimme that daddy butter. Gimme that daddy butter.
My first real big
daddy butter. Yeah, it was.
Gimme that daddy butter.
I guess you, you were touring with Oingo Boingo.
Oh, this was written after a trip to the colonoscopy office.
Mm. Seems like something completely 10 minutes past the big hour, 9 o'clock. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After, coming to you live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. The appliance discounter phone lines, 855-282-8255. And what I have to do right now, Doug, is the point man is prime the engine a little bit. We need to get some mentions in, so I'm going to ask anyone that has anything to say about Doug, go ahead and send
us text.
It in.
Text it in.
What are you talking
And that way
about?
I can read it, and that way you can react, and we can get to the right business products mentioned. So
are you encouraging people to write?
Well, we got to give away the text of the day, too.
So what I'm saying is, I'm not encouraging it. I'm just saying if someone happens to have anything, I'm just priming the engine.
You're encouraging it.
No.
You're using the phrase priming the engine.
He's
when
throwing
you might
it
as well
there.
Say encouraging.
No, he's throwing it out there to see if the listeners want to bite.
How about you writing something about Jim today?
No.
Why don't you do that?
It
I'll
always
suspend
seems
them.
To work when you call for
I'll be
for
happy
that.
To. I'll be happy to suspend them if they write something vile about you.
Well, speaking of fun...
Were we
speaking of fun?
I think you are.
Let's say hello to Mike Lee. Hi, Mike.
Whoa, hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Tim's
Mike.
Not here.
Where he at?
I don't know.
Jay,
he's not
it's
here.
A great question. We're still trying to figure out. But, Mike, he will be at Hot Shots tonight, and it is my understanding that you will
be
at Hot
Shots.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll be there.
Yep, there's going to be a lot of milk.
Big milk. Chunk
mm-hmm.
of milk.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So, I don't play baseball yet, playing shortstop.
What?
Well, you played shortstop yesterday at your baseball game.
Yeah, and that coach, he know who I am.
Yep.
He listens that way all the time.
Yeah, you've told us that a number of times. The coach recognized you the first day you
came
out
to
play.
Yeah, he said he know who I am.
That's right. He knows who you are from the radio, and that'd be your coach.
And today I was just talking to Carla on the radio.
Talk to Carla on the radio today.
Yes, she's on night 20 now.
You can't say that. You can't mention our competitors.
No, I think you can.
No,
I'm pretty sure you can.
We get very feisty if you start to mention the competitors because it gives people the idea, hey, I should turn over and listen to them.
Hey, there's no Tim. Let's check out 920.
Mm-hmm.
See what's doing. And
Mike,
anything for Doug before you go?
Anything for Jim this morning?
No,
Mike?
I think it's what's up.
Yeah, anything for Jim this morning, Mike?
Did you make love with black chuck milk?
Well, that doesn't make any sense, Mike.
Post Sports Bar and Grill sponsors.
Because you got small peanuts.
Put him down! Put him down!
Oh, he's
Mike
getting...
Lee has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
But he could still come tonight.
He can come tonight if he's on his best behavior, but from this show, he's been suspended a period of 2 days' time,
and
his name is going into the hotshot suspension logule.
And
I wrote it down with a nice ink pen, and you're saying, geez, I'd like to have an ink pen. Wonder where I could get that with my name on it, with maybe my business name on it. Write Business Products. That's where you would go. You'd like to have some business equipment? Write Business Products. You'd like to have your own brand of pens?
Sure.
Write Business Products. Doesn't mean we should encourage people to say things like what Mike Lee just said.
Yeah, just so you know, the text line has responded because our listeners are a loyal bunch.
Yep.
And they're always eager to help us out. But some of these, Doug, I'm not even...
Don't have to read them.
I won't do it.
Okay. Don't think he can.
All right, then.
Federal Communications Commission.
You know, some of the folks that do text in might need legal representation. And
that's for sure.
JMH Law Firm and attorney Joe Harvath providing passionate and aggressive criminal representation at reasonable rates. You know, I've had some experience with lawyers and usually really affordable.
And
no,
you beat
no,
the rap.
No, no, that's not the case.
You
no.
beat the rap on the extortion thing last week.
No, I never faced criminal charges. These are other matters. And I can tell you that sometimes lawyers can be expensive, but not that Joe Horvath. So if you've been charged with a felony, misdemeanor, or traffic offense, you better go to needalawyerstl.com. You get a traffic ticket, DUI, personal injury. You better go to needalawyerstl.com. Joe Horvath has offices in St. Charles and Webster Groves, and he's a guy, if you have a legal situation, support the people that support the show and check out Joe Horvath. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements, especially on a crappy show like this.
What percentage of Americans do you think have ever been charged with a felony?
A felony?
A felony.
Well, answer it, Plaza, if you're going to say, oh, wow, I mean, at 60%. Least, you know.
60%?
No way.
I'm going to say about 28, 38%.
With a felony.
That's pretty high. I mean, you're talking about a felony now.
Like what?
All right, here you go. This was in 2014. One in every 12 adult Americans have been charged with a felony. Or, no, I take that back. Has a felony conviction.
So charge is a totally different animal.
Correct.
Isn't that the question? How many have been charged with a felony?
So let me see on the charges.
So let's just make something up and move on.
Well, I can only go with what the conviction numbers are, and that's about 1 in 12.
So would that be 8%, 7%?
You do the math, Doug.
Well, 1 in 10 is obviously 10%.
Correct.
So it's less than that, so it's
as
like
you guys jibber-jab about this, it brings me back to a text that I read earlier that haunts me to this moment.
All right.
I think it was in the middle of our political discussion. It said, I can't believe you guys get paid to talk about things you know nothing about. And I was like,
right.
I should ring the bell on that.
No question.
I didn't want to interrupt
we just raise
Doug's
questions
support
sometimes.
Of the Trump administration.
We just raise questions sometimes.
Right, just throw them out there.
So the answer, what percentage of the American population has been charged with a felony, we decided is either 3 or 6.
7 or 8% if we were better at math. 1 in 12.
I just go with 1 in 12.
That's convicted. That wasn't the
that's
question.
Convicted.
The question was
charged.
Charged. Oh, well, it's probably double that then, right?
Yeah, which would be 60.
16.
No, we know nothing.
About 8.6 of the adult population has a felony conviction.
Conviction. Okay.
And so you'd have to think.
Something many were charged but beat the rap.
Well, how many do you think? What higher percentage was charged?
Probably
and then
double that.
You think double it.
Probably.
You think 17.6% of the country has been charged with a felony.
Probably so.
Have you been charged with a felony?
I have not.
Has anybody in the room? Plowsy? Not yet.
I've never been charged with a felony.
I've had misdemeanor, but no felony.
No, I was 17, so it was a minor, so it wasn't a felony for me, no.
What would have led to the felony?
This is when, this is 10 some years ago, so weed was still really a big deal in my small town like mine.
I understand.
And so
Did you have a fair amount?
Over 14 grams, which was, I think, a felony Fulton County area, but.
Isn't it kind of weird, like, at a young age you decided, I love the pot,
yeah,
and I'm not going to change. And so what happened? Society changed. Now they're more forgiving.
No question. It took me till I was 30 to decide that I was going to go that route.
Well, there was time being in possession of beer, was it?
Well, no doubt. Prohibition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a time you ripped that label off your mattress. You're going to do 5 years in the
yeah, you never want to do
that. What's up with
that
exactly?
The mattress police.
What's up with that? Hey, I just got word that we are live now. This thing is live online. The listener rewards from golfing to lodging to dining. Old Kinderbrook.
Kinderhook.
Kinderhook.
Here, you read this.
Yeah, okay, it's a golf one. All right. From golfing.
Just say we're live.
We're live. It is live. The listener reward has gone live. Have you ever played Old Kinderhook at the Lake of the Ozarks? Well,
I've
you haven't, well, you should. You'd like it a lot. It's a family entertaining place. They've got everything. Golf is one of the main things. The best golf course at the Lake of the Ozark offers an ideal stay to play, a place to play this summer. Visit oldkinderhook.com to take advantage of the stay and play opportunities or read about their fun fests around the summer holidays. Log on to insidestl.com starting now. Because it is live.
Now.
And get two rounds of golf with cart and a one-night stay at the Lodge Hotel at Old Kinderhook for 50% off.
Huh?
Now, that is stronger than grandmother's
J-H-E
breath.
J-H-E approved.
Wow. Just click Listener Rewards on the InsideSTL.com homepage. This is, for golfers that head to the lake, a wonderful deal. That's 50% off two rounds of golf with cart and a night's stay at Old Kinderhook at the Lake of the Ozarks. It is available now. It is live.
I don't know if we discussed this once, but I read that one of the courses down there at the lake is starting to charge people by the hour, because so many people don't have 6 hours to play 18 holes. So they go, you know, I got an hour. And so they charge them. If you're going to want to play three holes, okay, we'll charge it $20.
They have come up with that. I think it's an interesting concept. We do have a problem with the pace of play issue in the game of golf. Business-wise, I think for a resort area like that, where you've got so many other things to do, to get somebody to just casually say, I'm going to go spend 5 hours on a golf course, may not happen that often. But I do think for them, in that area, it makes some sense. I wonder how they're doing with it.
Yeah, I would think, unless you've got just a constant backlog of people playing, any way you can get them on the course to get a dollar from them is
sure
what you'd want to do.
No, the tee sheet, as it is, is a living.
Well, let's use a golf professional.
I don't
tell him his business.
Don't say T-sheet.
Don't tell him his business.
The place where the tee times are,
okay,
is a living, breathing organism. Right now at 8:20, if there's an 8:20 tee time at the Rock and nobody plays, poof, it's gone.
Right.
Missed opportunity.
And you would rather have somebody play three holes and...
I'd rather have them just put some money in the till.
Yeah, and not play at all. Maybe.
That would be better. Just come out, give us $10 and leave.
Maybe we should do that here.
Yeah.
We could have a tip jar here.
No doubt.
Lemons could come by and give Tim more
money. You definitely should do it on remote.
Yeah. We'll try it tonight.
Yeah.
Let's try it tonight.
Try and make a couple extra hundred.
Tip jar.
See, I just don't get, and kill me on the text line for this too if you want, but... 5 hours? Like,
no, it's
can
bad.
Someone...
No, it's bad. It's bad.
Doug, I mean...
You'd be doing good to get off in 5 hours.
You got a family at home and you're like, all right, see ya, 5 hours, I'm going to go
golf.
That's
why, basically, I don't play anymore.
It's changed.
Before I had kids, I played, 2-3 times a week at
right.
least.
No, it's... And unfortunately, what used to be a 3.5-hour round, in many cases, has become a 5-hour round. And something needs to be done about it, or else we're going to see, like Doug said, people playing 6-hole rounds or playing as many holes as they can in an hour and a half. It's changed.
I found in my old age, 9 holes, not quite enough, 18, too much.
I can see that.
I can go about 12 holes.
12.
And then my mind is somewhere else.
I'm at about 6 these days.
Six
is about it for me. And then I got to get back to the crush.
And it's Throwback Thursday, Doug. Throw yourself on my back and flat. Get after it. That from the Wilmore Park bathroom attendant.
What do you think he meant by that, Jim?
I don't understand.
I don't either.
I just, every once in a while, you read a text to let the listener know that this show, yes, is at its core an interactive program.
Right.
Well,
you know, that's what we're about.
Well, it's got the fan page, too.
Two problems with the pace of play,
yep.
Jay, and I'll ask you. One, people aren't playing from the right side of tees.
No question.
We saw a couple of guys in front of us the other day who played from the tips,
yep.
And his drive barely got to the white tees. You need to move up, buddy.
Yep.
And then the power of TV. Guys just get on the green. There'll be maybe a 20 handicapper, and they're looking at a putt from all four sides of the green down on their knee. It is putt.
I would agree with both those points. I don't think there's any doubt about it. When guys see pros plumb bobbing and looking from both sides of the hole.
Oh, sure.
Did you say plumb bobbing?
Yeah.
I'd like to know what it means, because I'm going to use
You hold
that.
Up the club and see
Doug knows
if
what
it's
plumb
level
bobbing
or
is.
Something, yeah.
It's really just for show. I do it still once in a while, but...
I do it at putt-putt.
Right. Well, you should.
Yeah.
I played on a course in Florida years ago. It was a scramble where they're really trying to get it moving.
Yep.
And they had 3 or 4 pins on every hole. So you were never faced with a 50-foot putt. You were always faced with about a 10-footer, no matter where you
were
on
the
green.
Did they have flags in all of them?
Flag sticks, the whole
thing. In all of them. See, I played in tournaments where there's no flags, and there's 3 or 4 holes, and then you go with whatever you're closest to. But I've never seen one where there's multiple flags.
Yeah, 4 or 5 flag sticks, and boy, it improves. You don't take the time to 3 or 4 putt all the time. And also, they had holes where they were enormous holes.
Yep.
Like a coffee cup type.
Yep, Bill, like Bill's hole.
And you could just, you'd walk off that hole. That's a nice hole, Bill. But it also, you could really ram the putts in from about 5 or 6 feet out.
Pace didn't matter. Well, the other thing that I would also say, and it amazes me, it only takes really one guy or gal or one group.
Yeah.
You get one group that throws off the pace of play, and you're hosed for the rest of the day. It's terrible.
And nobody, the other golfers don't care if you're no good. They just care if you're slow.
You're exactly right. It doesn't matter. I've never been bothered by a person that can't play or break an egg or do anything. Just do it quickly.
And for crying out loud, that ball's 100 feet deep in the woods. You're not going to find it.
Leave it alone. You come into the pro shop and say, Jay, I need a golf ball. I'll get you a golf ball.
Jay, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
What do you think it was about this golf discussion that led to 25 straight texts about Doug?
It could be you encouraged it. You asked
I did it for a commercial sponsorship reason.
It takes them a while so that they can tell the warden, could I please have access to a phone?
Can I get to the computer?
And he comes by, and they tap something out real quick, and then they pass it on to the next inmate.
Please, you understand, warden. I took no pleasure in that.
None whatsoever.
I was trying to do it for the show.
The show's benefit.
Right.
So what type of text are we getting about Doug? How far did he hit a wedge?
There's
stuff.
Hole talk,
yeah. Oh,
generally speaking,
holes.
But
you know,
holes.
Doug, you said, hey, at some point, lead me into a rant about LeVar Ball.
I didn't say that.
Because we have some audio. He was on Colin Coward show, and Christine Leahy, who is Colin's sidekick, apparently got sideways with the guest.
Jay, you should get familiar, too.
With her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take a look.
What's her name?
Christine Leahy.
Kristen Leahy with a K.
Is it Kristen or Christine?
I think it's Kristen.
I always like the K.
No, there's an E on the end, so it's got to be Christine.
I just look at the face.
It's a K with an E at the end.
All right, never mind. Hit the lever.
Have you sold any shoes yet?
Yeah, I've sold a good amount to me. Like I said, there's different amounts.
How many?
Stay in your lane.
I'm just curious.
I don't even worry about her over there.
Every time she scares me to death, that's kind of disrespectful.
She says she scares Lonzo. Lonzo's scared of me. She scares me. That's why I don't look that way.
What is your problem with me?
Hey, my problem is you are a hater.
Why?
I would never wear a big baller shirt. But
no,
good.
I didn't
don't
say
even
that.
Talk to me. But I heard you say I'm not even worried about.
I said that I wouldn't wear something that
it
as
says
a woman.
Big baller. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
With all due respect, you're a great reporter, just not reporting on me. I never disrespect women. But I tell you what, if you act like that, guess what? Something's coming to you.
Wow.
Huh? He's just a mess. He's just an absolute
I don't understand
mess.
The
I think he's
whole
a genius,
thing.
Man. I think he's a genius.
I don't think he's
He said that that the shoe deal, they want $3 billion to sign a shoe deal.
Yeah, this dude's a genius. I hate him. I can't stand him. Look at all that. You don't need to buy commercial spots. You just need to get him on ESPN. He is plastered everywhere for free. It's free advertising. You don't have to pay Nike or any shoe company any overhead. And the prices, I love it. I think he's a genius.
I bet not many people are buying the shoes, though.
They will once his kids are stud.
Do you know how many shoes you'd have to sell to make to pay somebody $3 billion?
Well, they're not asking. They're asking for his likeness. It's more than just shoes. Nike makes, you know, socks.
I understand, but he's so unlikable.
So
here's
unlikable.
Not the kid, though.
Well, he's making the kid unlikable by the association with his dad.
Here's the thing. Maybe I'm wrong, but I tend to agree with Plowsy.
Smart.
Because name recognition has a dollar value.
No question.
And the father has created the name recognition.
He's done beyond, the hype job. He's been the hype man.
Yeah, beyond anyone's wildest expectations. Now, is he getting $3 billion? Are the $400 shoes for an unknown going to sell? I don't know. But he's created a brand out of nothing just by being
crazy. That doesn't mean it's going to be profitable.
Do you know who the last person to do that was?
Donald Trump.
Earl Woods. And he did it at a very young age with Tiger. Mm-hmm. Tiger was a superstar before he went to Stanford. Before he was
before he even won the three U.S. Junior Ams.
Before he was playing amateur events as a junior, he was a star because of Earl Woods.
I mean, the backlash is you're putting your kid on a very. I mean, there's a lot of people that want his kid to fail,
right?
And I think that it hinders his future, though. But the big baller brand is going to be worth billions. I assure you that.
Because I don't know.
The kid
is going
to be a stud, and Nike is going to have to pay. Somebody is going to have to pay.
No, they're not going to have to
all
pay.
Right.
Just because you want to charge $495 for shoes doesn't mean that people will run out by the millions and buy them.
The total Jordan brand revenue. Now, like you said, shoes, There's socks, everything. Golf shoes, hats, underwear. I mean, everything. The Jordan brand in 2016 generated $2.8 billion. Now, that's a staggering number. But Mike didn't make $2.8 billion.
No.
Okay.
I think I think he's a billionaire now, but I think it took a while for that brand.
He's also the best player of all time and a likable guy.
I agree, but he came when there wasn't that much money. I think LeVar Ball and Lonzo and his kids could make just as much in a shorter amount of time because
why do you mean there wasn't much money? It's not during the Depression when this happened.
Well, LeBron James signed a $150 million deal or $100 million shoe deal when he first came out of high school when first came in the pros, and I think Michael Jordan signed maybe 8 to 10 million. I don't know this. I know the numbers are staggering. So LeBron could be a billionaire before Michael Jordan. Hence, I think the Balls will be billionaires eventually just because there's so much money in basketball now.
Well, there is a dollar amount on name recognition,
sure,
which right now they've exceeded expectations. Now, where they go with it.
Well, that's the thing. The guy's yet to dribble on an NBA floor. I mean, that's you can. We've seen people that have been hyped that then get to that point and don't follow through, and they're kind of passed on. I just this all came out
Tim
of nowhere.
Tim Kempton comes to mind.
Tim Kempton, nice play. I don't follow it that closely, but you can't miss it now. I mean, between the Twitter and the Facebook posts and on ESPN and this guy generating
And if his kid goes to L.A., which, I mean, I'm not a huge NBA fan, but I follow the draft and everything. From my all accounts, it's going to be the second overall pick to the Lakers. That even bumps your brand up even more of a dollar figure because you're right next to Hollywood.
But was he right taking on this gal?
No.
Okay.
No.
He's doing it for the hype.
He's a clown, but he's smart about it.
Yeah, she's neat.
Oh, she is neat.
That'd be good to get on for a remote for a TMA Live.
Neat. He's neat.
Yeah, I can.
She also does sideline, according to one of the texters on American Ninja Warriors.
I wonder if she's on.
That's not that funny.
I actually love the show.
It's a great show.
Yeah. I didn't know they had many.
Neat.
I forget where my kid went to a friend's birthday party at a. And one of these little ninja studios, like I guess I don't know what
a dojo.
Call them. No, but it like they do training for that sort of activity.
Like extreme CrossFit. Now CrossFit came about 8 years ago, something like that, and now it is booming. And
it's like part mountain climbing, part jumping, spinning. I think there's one area where you can knit a sweater, but you do it at a rapid pace.
Oh, you learn all kinds of
heart rate. So
she has nice feet, by the way. I just want to mention it. She's a lot of pictures of her.
No,
on,
she's beautiful
on WikiFeed.
And she didn't deserve the tongue lashing. But I'm not a fan of his.
She might deserve a tongue lashing.
Yeah.
Easy, Jay.
Well,
she's got neat feet.
She really is strong. Wow.
I don't think just by being the world's biggest jerk is necessarily going to pay off to the tunes of billions of dollars. Just because you,
but he is hyping it.
He's hyping it. Yeah, but I don't think. There have been a lot of people who've lost their butts by business ventures that didn't work, too.
And
it's not all a guarantee.
And it's not a guarantee.
We have a product. We're going to make $1 billion.
But the kid is a special talent, I would say. And people are now hating on him just because of the dad. But I think if you look past the dad, he's a great ball player. And very young, too, obviously. So.
And then there's another son, right, that's going to UCLA. Is that right?
Nick. I think it's Nick Ball.
The point guard, the freshman, LaMelo, is going to be a really good. I think LiAngelo is going to be the next one. So it goes Lonzo, LiAngelo, and then LaMelo.
LaMelo.
Yeah. And Plausi's right. It's not going to hurt him if the Lakers do take him.
No.
Being out in Los Angeles.
It's as long as he's, does his thing, I don't see where the dad could hurt him at all. And he kind of, being a little shield from his son.
And you think
nobody talk about
the mock drafts have him going number 2 overall?
Yeah.
They do.
Yep.
Unless Tatum jumps up.
You know what my son said to me the other day?
Give me some Lonzo stuff.
No, he said, because he's a sports fanatic, and it made my heart melt.
I'm sure.
He said, Dad, do you think Carmelo Anthony would be a better basketball player if he'd pass? I was like, where's the bell? Where's the bell? I'm taking that kid.
He probably heard that a lot in practice when you coaching. Pass more.
Pass.
Fundamentals. I'll tune in an NBA playoff game now that they're on for a few minutes, and I wish I had more time. That is a great sport with great young stars. I know that some people are like, well, I like the college game.
I can't do it.
I wish I could get back and enjoy some NBA. I don't have a rooting interest anymore as a Knicks fan. You know, growing up, you're scarred and your tissues haven't. You need some of that special injection that Zach Duke had to try to heal your heart after all the years of disappointment. But that is a fun game to watch.
I guess I should try it. I mean, I was such a big NBA fan as a kid, and we didn't have a team here. Doug, you remember the Kansas City Kings would come play?
I remember the St. Louis Hawks.
Well, you do. Yeah, that's true. I
you
forget.
Know who was on the Kings? My favorite player of all
Nate
time.
Nate Archibald?
Tiny Archibald.
Yep. Tiny.
Nate the Skate.
It's too weak now, and I think I like the early to mid-90s in the NBA just because of the physicality. I think you bring up the Knicks, and it's a great point. The Pistons, the Knicks, those teams with
But
Oakley.
You never got to enjoy Showtime in L.A.
I agree, but now, last night was a great example. I did turn on a little bit of the Cavs-Celtics game. There, Tristan Thompson just ran into, I think, Marcus Smart. It shouldn't even been a foul called. The foul was called, not only was the foul called, they actually looked at replay for 10 minutes to see if it was an intentional foul. Mm. I mean, things like that, it just in the 80s and 90s, that wouldn't even been blown, and now people with all the money they make and they worry about injuries so much, and the
and
fans
Stars
got
a star. That's what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
Stars got a star.
Yep.
I'm just hoping that the Spurs lose. Because I think Greg Popovich might be the biggest jerk in sports right now.
He might also be the best coach in sports.
He might be the best coach, but you talk about I'm a genius and everyone around me is an idiot. That's Greg Popovich.
Did you see the reporter turn the tables on him the other night?
No.
I don't know the woman's name, but God bless her.
How's she look?
Fine. I was more
the Popovich.
Pop. Yeah. So, you know, she tried to do the walk-off, I guess, halftime, and she said, you know, down by 16 points, you did make a run. What's going on? And he said, we need to score more points. And she said, to serve my self-interest, I'm going to leave it at that. And she just moved
Probably
on.
Probably that Doris Burke.
That's him.
Might have been her.
Why do you got to be a jerk? How much success has he had?
She has a lot.
And he's still
got
no
interest in you.
He's still got to tell everybody what a genius he is and how stupid everybody else
and
is.
There are
he doesn't like, always say that.
Pretty much.
He may look
pretty
that
much.
Way.
No, he says it.
I'm confused by the people that love the Popovich soundbites but hate Bill Belichick. They're almost one and the same in different sports. That's the Bill Belichick of the NBA.
That is true.
And similar.
I love both, actually. I like Bill Belichick.
You like people that treat other people like crap.
Well, some people deserve it. Doris Burke does not. Doris
no.
Burke
some
is maybe
deserves
the best
to be
at what
treated
she
like
does
crap
in basketball.
Because they ask a bad question at a basketball
game.
LeVar,
the LeVar Ball thing, I find it kind of smart, funny, humorous. That's the stuff I like. And Popovich isn't as big of an ass as Belichick is, in my opinion. I think he kind of does it as a joke. I think Belichick's more serious about it. But they're all one and the
Perhaps.
Same. I like them
well,
both.
You have no right to treat people poorly.
Just because
you're a coach, it does not give you a free pass to treat other people poorly.
I don't think they're
poorly.
That bad. I don't know if they're not pointing and berating people.
A lot of the guys that cover him, I know guys that know guys and say he's actually not a bad guy. He has bad moments. There's no, you know, and I agree with you. It's sort of bully behavior.
It
you
is
know?
Bully.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And no one likes that. But
yeah.
Wasn't Tony that way in a way?
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
I was on the receiver.
I mean, I don't know that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that Tony was as. I mean, Popovich seems to thrive on it. Tony just seemed to. That's just the way Tony was.
I couldn't see Popovich or Belichick having Cal May answer the first questions. I think Tony had a little bit more of a tolerance.
Those are two guys. There's no question you could possibly ask that they would like nothing.
Yeah,
nothing. Bobby Knight was that way.
Yep.
How about the time in Milwaukee where Kyle Loesch was gone after two and a third? In the third inning, he had walked a guy and given up a single, then walked another guy, then gave up a grand slam to McGee, I believe, and. Post game, I said because it struggled, you know, throughout in that early going. Did you have any thoughts of getting Kyle out earlier? And he said, "Yeah, when?" Prior to the walk, the single, then the walk, then the grand slam, and then he screamed at me for a bad question.
Well, Doris Burke's getting a lot of love for what she did to Popovich last night because you know
was that last night she did that where she said in self interest
a couple nights ago I think. Yeah, she's getting a lot of love on that. I think I met her husband once.
Text line alert. We have an Iggy alert.
What
text line? We have an Iggy alert.
What's her husband's name? Jill?
Greg, I think.
Jill.
There's some talk on the web thing that she might go in another direction.
I don't know. She's divorced and has two kids, but she was married to Greg. I think his name was Greg. I think I met him once.
It's Greg Allman from the Allman Brothers.
Greg Burke, probably.
Greg Burke, I think.
Yeah.
No, I dig her. She does a great job.
But you don't know whether she...
I don't know.
Okay.
Why?
Well, because I'm always curious about that. It fascinates me.
I know she used to be married. She may still be married. But
well, there's a couple of those out there that they get married and they have kids, and then they decide, nah, I don't think so. Well,
doesn't matter to me who she swings with.
I don't know. I understand.
Isn't the lady from Family Ties, wasn't she that?
Meredith Baxter Burney. She got there. I don't think so.
Yeah. I like that. I don't think so.
Now, have we figured... Ann Hayes went married woman, man, woman, back to man. She didn't know what she wanted to do. I think she's back to men now.
Doug berated me this morning when I escaped the boy dungeon. See? There's questions. Good
one. Yep, they're coming in for
text.
You.
Thank God you encouraged this. Great, great text.
Now, Doug, do you want to read the emails? Or who wants...
Plowsy, I think.
Plowsy?
Plowsy has no filter. You have to be careful. We could face a lawsuit.
Well, doesn't Sneaky do... By the way, what does Sneaky do for his pay here at the place? Do we know? Sneaky Vine?
Sea Monster?
Yeah.
He doing God, this place couldn't
besides
run
keep this station afloat.
Wait a minute.
So it's all to him. What about Tim?
Wait a minute. You ever go see a live orchestra?
I do.
Okay, you see the guy.
Conductor. I should have known the conductor.
And he holds his hands up and then starts.
And then the music. And then the music comes.
And
the cello section is not paying any attention, but he's motioning to them.
Right.
And then he hits the horn section.
And do you think
doesn't even know
how involved do you think Barrett was in creating the conductor?
Oh, I think he's responsible. Didn't he work in San Francisco?
Yeah, and he's the conductor of an audio thrill ride.
It's unbelievable.
That's Doug's favorite.
Oh gosh!
Get some drops. I'm
what do you don't do? Drops when Tim's not here?
I mean, I was talking. We had Gould, and then
right. Multitask, please, Plowsy.
Come on, man.
All right.
But yes, I'll read the emails and I'll try to.
This
be
is from Mr. Nipples.
Well, you have to have a filter too,
Mr. Nipples.
Mr. Nipples texts in. I don't believe in Sasquatch, Iggy. I met Sasquatch wife once. She was she has hammer toes. You're looking at me like I wrote it.
You didn't have to read it.
Well, you have to explain what that means. Does that mean
I don't.
I
just read.
I don't
it.
Believe in Doris Burke, but I made her met her husband.
I am like Sean Hannity.
I don't get what that.
I report, you decide.
I know, but some of them make no sense.
I think that one's referring to you always have a story and know almost everybody, which I love.
Well, he
I
did sleep with Leona Helms.
Oh yeah, I'm really bragging that I might have met Greg Burke once
before Doris became into gals.
Yeah, that's. I don't know about that.
Any good ones in
I just
there?
I remember meeting her husband one time.
You didn't meet him in hedonism, did you?
That's really bragging.
Where did you meet him?
Look at Iggy bragging. He met Doris Burke's husband.
Where did you meet Doris Burke's husband?
I think it was at a sports function or something. The name just rings a bell. So I could be wrong. I'm prefacing everything I say from now on in the show is I could be wrong, and then I'll say it.
Because
when I am wrong, then I say, well, I said I could be wrong.
Well, we're wrong 85% of the time with everything we say.
True.
Isn't that true?
I know, but
don't
if
let
I preface
these evil,
it.
Don't let these evil texters get under your
kitchen. No, they don't. But
skin,
just like
well,
the
they
kitchen.
Did, though, but you just, like, you shot me a look for reading. I just
he did
I
look at you like...
No, because I was just asking what
line.
It meant.
I don't
understand when it went from Sasquatch to I met Sasquatch.
Tell them 12,000 bringing heat.
You've never met Sasquatch. You've never told me you met Sasquatch.
No, I don't believe I've met Bigfoot either.
You've seen the video, though, haven't you? He's walking away
well,
waving.
Well, they look real, yeah.
So he was not waving.
No, they don't bother me. I just don't understand most of them. So if you thought I was bragging that I might have met Doris Burke's husband one time, that's far from bragging.
Well, you think you're better than us because you may have met him?
Yeah. Shut up, buddy. I met Doris Burke's husband, I think, once.
Mr. Nipples
I'm cool.
I love you, Iggy, just busting chops. Look.
Oh, I know your kid. I just didn't know what it meant.
I don't remember
saying anything about Sasquatch and meeting Sasquatch.
A lot of us have to eat a sandwich.
I am, though.
Look, I'm slow. I don't understand a lot of the texts when they come in about what they're talking
about.
You're
not slow. You're bright, intelligent, vibrant, older gentleman.
Ken. Yes.
Vibrant. You had to put in older, though, didn't you? You had to get a shot in there somewhere.
Why is that a shot? I'm older.
It's honest.
You never describe yourself.
No, he's giving me an out.
He said it earlier in the show.
I say I'm a geezer all the time. Now, like Iggy, I preface everything like I'm old, too, when we discuss something that geezers do.
Everything has to be prefaced. Memphis now.
When we talked slippers earlier, I was like, once I hit 50, I started to like slippers.
Nothing wrong with slippers.
I'm not trying to portray that I am the fountain of youth by any stretch. I am old. I am cozying right up to the line, and I'm soon to die.
Yep.
No, I thank Kat for saying that because it gives me an out for forgetting things because I am getting old.
Right.
Mr.
So you may not have met Greg Burke.
No, I'm pretty sure I did.
Probably did.
Not bragging, we were talking about Doris Burke.
Just stating that you met.
And I think
it's kind of a nose in the air statement.
It was at a function before I even knew Doris Burke, and it was at a function.
Like a TriStar Sports function?
I remember her saying, my wife works at ESPN. Uh-huh. And then the name Burke just now dawns on me. So,
and what did he do for a profession?
I don't even remember. We were just talking. It was a cocktail thing, I think.
And also part of the life you've led, working at you meet a lot of different people. Every time I try to be funny and bring up a D-list celebrity,
right?
It's not funny.
Oh, I laugh my ass
Thank
off.
You.
Now you just send you a phone
number. Me the number every time.
Yes, I don't consider Greg Burke even a D-list celebrity.
So why do you think you're better than us? Because you may have met him.
Well, have you ever met anybody related to Doris Burke?
No.
There you go.
He's got you trumped.
Yeah.
So there you go. No, it was just the one text. We figured out what it was when somebody said that I can't remember anything is the Tim McCarver story. When I think I said that he came out to the mound one time and Gibson said the only thing you know about pitching is you can't do it. It's actually the only thing you know about hitting is you can't hit it. So I missed a word there, so.
Glad nobody caught that.
And he said
they did on the fan
too.
Page.
The only thing you know about pitching,
he explained
pitching is that you can't hit it.
That's right. I said you can't do
okay,
it.
Okay, but we got the gist of it. And like you said, because we're all old.
Right. I agree. I'm old.
Except for Plowsy.
If you're close to a name, you consider that a win?
Oh, absolutely.
So Iggy's point was clear enough when we got the gist of it.
Instead of can't hit it, I said you can't do it. I was one word off. Which changed the whole complex of what he was talking about.
Yeah, but I give you credit for just remembering it.
Have you guys bought your burial plot yet?
Oh, this is nice to wrap up the show right before the email.
Is there a live spot?
We were talking about all being older. I just wondered, that's the kind of thing old folks talk about.
Yeah, you got to do that, don't you? But what if you're going to get the cremation? You don't have to do it then, do you?
I wouldn't think so, no.
Right. Do you want to be cremated?
I don't think so.
I do.
Why?
I don't know.
And where would you like
my whole life's been an ash.
Where would you like to be? Where would you like to be kept?
I would actually like to be
in an urn somewhere.
Because I know Iggy and I discussed this, and he wants to be cremated, and he wants Timmy to put it up on
the shelf. Yeah.
Oh, I want to be.
Where do you want to be spread?
Sprinkled a little bit at every station I've worked at. That should take care of the whole urn.
Wow. Do you want them to come go back and forth, or can they do it all at the spots?
I would want my urn to be in the swim up bar at Hedo, right up there.
Oh, there he is.
That's a good ambiance.
And I'd like mine spread on Bay Lake at Walt Disney World. Bay Lake at Walt Disney World.
Why that particular?
Just
body
because
of water.
It's near the Contemporary and the park.
I think it'd be pretty cool. Huh. Doug, you might have seen this. How High? Have you ever seen that movie? How High?
No.
Yeah, I'm sure he's seen it.
Well, the point of the whole movie is that their friend died and was made into like a weed plant.
Sure.
And so I'd like my ashen to be spread on some soil, grow some dank weed and call it, you know.
Then you could smoke Plowsy.
Yeah, puffing on the Plowboy, and then I could continue, my life cycle can continue to grow as much as the plant.
Oh, the circle of life.
Yes.
Yep. Long as the plant grows.
Doug, what about you? Where would you want your ashes to be stored and or
disposed of?
Think I want to be question, by the way, for tonight.
I don't think I want to be cremated, just in case that 100 years.
Do you want to be cryogenically sealed,
like Ted Williams?
Yeah, Teddy.
100 years from now, they may say, you know what? If we just have your DNA, we can bring you back to life.
But would you want to come back in like 2030 or 2300?
Sure.
Be so different.
I don't care.
You would have no
money, than being dead, wouldn't it?
You'd have no money, no job.
You'd have to be born. You have to start all over again.
What do you mean start all over again? You can't start all over again if they freeze you.
If they take your DNA and can somehow, bring you to life that way,
start
a new body, that would be you.
But it's not, you're not going to.
But it might be.
You're not
going to
have the feeling.
At least you don't know.
You're not going to know based on keeping your DNA and then putting it in an egg or whatever it may be. When you come when you come out of the womb, you're not going to go, oh, I remember this place. It's going to be all new.
Okay. That's okay.
All right.
Well, then why do you care if you're not
you're not going to know?
Well, because there's a chance that
he just
had a second life.
Why wouldn't? If you want to be frozen, maybe you'll remember.
Maybe you'll remember.
Here's a novel concept. They take some of your DNA while you're dead, and then you can be cremated. They still have your DNA.
Yeah, you could put it in like a shelf.
So you want half of me to be cremated.
Well, Ted Williams has only got his head in there.
Yeah.
What good's that going to do? We found a cure for cancer.
He can still hit three.
We got a fear. We have a where's the rest of your body?
Bet you could foul off a pitch.
You've got a head. Where's the rest of your body?
Splendid. Think about it.
You can have a lead off
head. You can change all the things and maybe get a job at a plumbing supply store.
Yeah, that could be your next endeavor.
Yeah. Monday to Friday? Yeah. See, that's another reason to.
Like Saturday's
off? Yeah.
Doug wants to come back.
Oh, you never know what they might come up with.
Yeah, Ted wants to play too, but he's only a head.
I don't think.
Well, they might be able to clone Ted Williams. I think that's what he was thinking. They could clone him.
Well, they dropped his head, right? I mean, they.
What do you mean dropped his head? Did they drop his head?
Well, yeah, had a big crack in it.
Yeah. But they would have to. I think he's thinking maybe he can be cloned.
I think at some point the technology.
But he's not going to know.
They don't know. But here's the thing. Like, when they did it to Ted years ago. I mean, is it? No, it's that's $5,000 for the monthly. I mean, this is a JHE operation.
Right, I understand.
You know, like, no, he's cryogenically sealed, and we need the maintenance funds.
Yep.
To, sure you do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, the technology's not there yet.
No.
But it probably in the near future it will.
They're
be.
Shoving like there could be a country like a Maytag.
Like there's going to be some North Korean crazy dictator that will make an army of Doug Vaughns. You know, like,
well, they make.
I saw Doug Vaughn on the news. I want an army of Doug Vaughns.
We've had
they'll be out there patrolling around. Everyone
we've
is
had
Doug
test tube babies. No,
well, I
they
understand
can clone animals now.
That. But if you pass. And they take some of your DNA and they cryogenically freeze it. And then 300, 400,000 years from now, they figure, hey, well, now we know how to do this.
Oh, nice. I'll come back.
But you're not coming back.
No, but maybe my clone would be. And maybe I'd have the same brain, and then I would have another life.
And you'd go in a different direction.
Yeah.
It's
worth a shot.
The text line has the DNA with Doug. I imagine the text line's very popular.
Yeah, I was just going to say I'm not going to read it, but the Doug and DNA is a big seller. And Big Al's on the way, Jay.
To the Rock. Perfect.
Bringing you a sausage biscuit.
Excellent.
A sausage.
Is it that time?
Plowsy?
It's tough to figure out when it's time for email of the day.
Doug, they're vile. But we're going to push
don't read them.
Anyway, boys.
Don't read them if they're vile. You have to have a filter, Plowsy.
There's a shadow. There we go. Okay.
There you go.
Good morning. Good news, Doug. I'll be in attendance at Hot Shots tonight. Don't worry about bringing your pajamas for the sleepover. I have a comfortable leather harness and a gimp mask you can wear. Thanks. That is from the hipster of Tower Grove South. Not that bad.
Awful.
That was not a good one. And hipster, you were kind of giggling Grove throughout South. It.
No, there's... don't worry. There's a couple of them.
What exactly was the thing that Plops wore?
That's a gimp mask.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's
I think it's pretty
know.
Clear.
We scared also a lot of the people at the Hot Shot South County.
Well, it should have.
All right. Here's a good one. Let me get this straight. Iggy got a big break in radio by having beers with Rammer and Rob Fisher at a pasta house? Bob Costas has a similar story. Check out this Newsweek excerpt from 1992. I was a cashier at Lee's famous chicken recipe on South Broadway. I would listen to Cardinal games in the kitchen, then announce updates over the restaurant PA. Orlando Cepeda just hit a tater. 2-0 Redbirds. Speaking of taters, order number 46. Your curly fries are ready. Jack Buck and Harry Carey came in one day for legendary pigeon wings. Pigeon wings, yes. They overheard me and were so impressed they offered me Sports Open Line at KMOX. The rest is history. That is from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
That's good.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Morn. In honor of Jay Jr., a.k.a. the swag daddy of Normandy, a haiku. Wide base, hand in pant. Slide a hand down my steamy crack.
Okay.
Skidmark ham balm.
You can't say that. Don't laugh at that. You can't say it.
Twink about it. Tunnels 12,000. Told you he brought heat today.
Tunnels.
Doug.
Tunnels 12,000. Don't encourage it.
That was good.
Guys, Plops here. This is my last email to you this month, so heads up, white-collar gangster. May is now yours for the taking. I'm headed down to Central America Way in a few hours for the annual Knights of Columbus Anal Bleaching Ball. Finna stock up on paste and tickle brushes whilst meeting some other gentlemen who, A, love our Lord and Savior JC, and B, know the value in and maintain tight, wide balloon knots. Summertime is here. It's time to brighten up that stubby old stink whistle, fellas. That's what Meg Tilly would say if she'd ever speak to us again. I'm really hoping, though, that I can find my own Victor on this trip. An ethnic peasant man with a tan and bright white keds, khaki shorts, and a sailor shirt who I can pay to carry my bags and then sneak out and bang behind the ice machine while my wife is sleeping. Oh, me? I'm Misty Plops.
Plops.
Misty Plops.
We were just thinking the other day how nice it'd be at the end of Doug's live reads if he just reintroduced himself and said, oh, me? I'm Doug Plops. It was a nice touch you did.
I thought it was.
Yeah, with all the lives you got, you should at least try it once.
The Plops is trying to steal it.
A morning in the life of a broadcast hero. It's a good one. The alarm goes off. Doug rubs the boy crust off his eyelids and says out loud, time for another day of courting lady journalism. He jumps out of bed, wearing his matching silken bedazzled half shirt and rhinestone male thong pajama suit, and slides into his slippers to go let the twinks out of the boy dungeon. Upon opening the paddock to the dungeon door, the boy twinks jump out and start licking him in the face like a bunch of little puppies. He asks, how was your night, you cute little rascals? Anyone need to go potty? After attaching their leashes and putting on their gimp masks, he takes them all out, walk around the block, letting them wee on trees and fire hydrants. After thumbing through the post dispatch and drinking his OJ, once finished, he taps his empty glass on the table twice. He stands up, and immediately two servants jump out to strip him of his PJs and put on his khaki pant and polo shirt. Time to go deliver scorching hot takes and endure 3 hours of sexual advances. After putting the twinks in the playpen for the day, he backs out of the driveway, aims a car for St. Charles, and is off for another day of legendary journalism. I love you, Doug. That is from Mr. Nipples.
Mr.
It's not bad.
Nipples.
Oh, still, it was bad.
It wasn't bad.
Tunnels might have it.
Yeah, Tunnels is good.
Hey, boys. My stepdad is a construction man who works with his hands all day long. His hands are strong and chiseled. Okay, there's a glare.
That's the end of it?
Stepdad.
This makes it a problem when we shower at night before bed because he sticks his fingers in
No. Anything where there's a mention of digits, you know you're going into a troubled area.
It gets way worse, actually. That's from Stubby Clap.
I'm just saying that that would be a tell.
There's like a shadow or a glare from my headphones. We'll get that fixed.
Stubby Clap has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Hey. Thank you, Hotshots, for the leather-bound suspension.
And just so you know, what you're seeing out of the corner of your eye, sir, is impending doom.
Okay, we'll finish off with this one. Doug's not going to like it, but I don't care. Hey, Jamokes. Doug walked through this morning routine in the show. I am here to provide some clarification on this because he was lying to you guys.
Uh-oh.
Normally, Doug would wake up naked next to me. He would turn on the song Boof from Teen Wolf, roll over, rest his head on my chest, and play with my nips.
Okay. That's enough!
That wasn't that bad.
That's enough!
Then we like to take a shower.
Very gentle.
That is from May Young's newborn hand. Right. It gets kind of funny at the end.
Well, too bad.
That's all we got.
Newborn hand has been suspended. Been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Wasn't that bad.
Writing it down with a Right Business Products pen. Me, my name is Doug Vaughn.
Let's do the vote.
Tunnels 12,000.
It was too vile. I like the term swag daddy of Normandy, though. I guess just based on that, swag daddy of Normandy, I'll have to vote for Tunnels.
Vile, but it wasn't a great batch, so congratulations, Tunnels.
Now, I'm very jealous of everybody in this room, because tonight you get to have a wonderful time over in O'Fallon.
No, you can come if you want.
I can't.
Email the day prize, free Lemmings lunch. It's time for the Lion's Choice handoff to Frank Cusimano, a real show. Well, boys, they said it couldn't have been Jason Barrett said on his podcast, you can't successfully deliver a slice of life Thursday. And together, we did it. So I want to thank you, Doug, Iggy, Plowsy, Seymour, who puts the mics up so high we don't even talk. And of course, Jay Rano.
New hat coming your way next week.
We miss you.
I miss you.
Great to have you back in the big chair.
Iggy,
that's Tim's chair.
Have a great time tonight.
Last time we'll see Cat for a while because he has it at West Coast.
All right.
And that's going to do it for us. The Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan. Stay tuned. Frank Cusimano's next with a press box.